You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Violent fight at Folsom Prison that left one inmate with stab wounds and three prison guards bruised and bloodied. Lieutenant Aaron Conrad says the prisoners involved in yesterday's attacks were gang members.
It's called a security threat group. Our terminology for street gangs and prison gangs. We call them security threat groups.
Earlier this month, the state agreed to end its unlimited isolation of imprisoned gang leaders. Lieutenant Aaron Conrad says two inmates inside a high-security general population yard started stabbing another inmate. When officers tried to stop the attack,
the officers returned to confront the individual that was blocking his response. 10 other inmates got up and they started attacking the officers.
Apple's new model iPhones go on sale today. Both the iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus will be available in Apple stores as well as most AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon wireless stores starting this morning. Whether you're following us on Facebook or Twitter, please join us online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Pope Francis will pay what's sure to be an emotional visit to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum today. Here's Alice Stockton Rossini.
I am down at the 9/11 Memorial, where there are literally thousands of people hoping to get a glimpse of the Pope here. When he arrived, he will be participating in an interfaith service, and he is meeting with some victims' families of 9/11, and he is going to pray with them. And he's also going to get to check out the steel beam here that was in the shape of a cross after 9/11, and he'll also get a look at a Bible that was discovered at the site after the towers fell. Very emotional day here. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Pope Francis is wildly popular among Americans of all faiths and among those who profess to have no faith at all. A new Quinnipiac poll conducted a few days before the Pontiff arrived in America shows that 65% of all adults have a very favorable view of the Pope. 9 out of 10 Catholics view Pope Francis favorably. As for how Americans feel about the Holy Father's call to do more about climate change, 61% agreed, compared to 26% who disagreed. The American Registry for Internet Numbers says it's now out of a commonly used type of Internet protocol, or IP address. That's a sort of numerical name tag for every electronic device connected to the Internet. The good news is that the situation won't affect most Internet users to speed up their migration to a newer version of an IP address. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And your weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area today begins with sunny skies and a high near 74 degrees. Easterly winds between 10 and 13 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 52, and northeasterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 72, easterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 54 degrees. Easterly winds around 7 miles per hour. Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 72. Easterly winds will be between 8 and 10 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday evening, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., and mostly cloudy skies, a low around 57 degrees. The chance of precipitation increases to 30%. On Monday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 75 for the start of your work week. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And you are listening this morning to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. And welcome, I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline, and your host of the show. And today we have our volunteer extraordinaire joining us, Noah Asa, and he is back again. Some of you may have heard his incredible story several weeks ago, and we might continue with that, but one of the reasons, Noah, I asked you to join us this morning is because we, as a nonprofit, help people all over Hunterdon County, as you know. Mm-hmm. And you've been very gracious in admitting that when you moved here, you've received help from Hunterdon Helpline. You became a citizen, and you're now helping other people who are trying to come here to the United States, which... you know, my hat's off to you. But volunteering at Hunterdon Helpline's kind of given you a perspective on how we do help people here in the States, and not always successfully, right?
Yeah, that's
sometimes we hit a barrier, but at least we try.
We try our best to help.
And Noah also works with our senior population at Helpline, making calls, making sure that they're okay. We've had a pretty rocky summer, haven't we, with some of our seniors sending them to the hospital.
Yeah, that's true. I think maybe sometimes the weather, you think maybe it's not good for the seniors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's why.
And also, dehydration is big. All of us forget to drink, and we may be doing our big gulp or our coffee, as you know, Noah, I
drink a lot of coffee
all day long, right?
Yeah.
Nonstop. Yes. When we should be drinking water. Yeah. We should be flushing our system. So it's, again, particularly difficult for our seniors who are aging in place. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get up sometimes, walk across to the kitchen, get your water, but that has definitely become a factor as well, or even having a meal. Oftentimes it's difficult. I know I eat less when no one's in the house with me. I just forage when I feel like it, and it's not the healthiest. So there's a lot of different things that have gone on, I think, with the seniors this summer. And also, we just had a call with a senior couple that just lost their utilities because they were unable to pay their bill. So we're trying to get them not only utility assistance, but also food delivered to hold them over, because needless to say, the food in the refrigerator and the freezer went to the wayside given lack of electricity. So we do a lot at Helpline, and we reach far and wide. We also do literacy programs, not just ESL instruction, where we match one-on-one tutors with adult learners, but also for people whose native language is English, and they just need extra help with reading and writing to get ahead in their job and in their community. So, a lot of different things that we do as a nonprofit. I want to be very blunt. We need money, and we have a fundraiser coming up, two fundraisers called the Town Crawls. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that later on. But I wanted to bring Noah into this conversation because he's got a very good understanding of Helpline, what we do, but also the other organizations in the community. And every time I speak to you, Noah, I'm also finding out that some of the houses of worship have also provided you with assistance. For those of you who did not listen to the show several weeks ago, and I would suggest you go into the archives, Noah went back to the Sudan with his nephew to show him his homeland. And it was supposed to be a fun bonding trip, and instead it turned into a horror story. They were on a bus. The bus was attacked by terrorists, and Noah has lived to tell the tale. That's first and foremost, right, Noah?
Yeah.
So we have to be grateful about that. But he's lost not 100% the use of his left arm, which was shot, and he's suffered through a multitude of surgeries to get that to the level that he can use it again, and you have more surgeries to come, correct?
Yeah, that's going to be in October.
In October. So, unfortunately, that affected quite a bit. Again, we're going to stay focused on the fact that you have your life and you're sitting across from me, and that's the most important thing.
That's true.
But you have a long haul still. Even though you've been through the majority of surgeries, you still have more to come, and you cannot work. We're lucky to have him as a volunteer making phone calls for us. You have pain, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I think people need to understand really the trauma that you've suffered is immense, and yet you are an inspiration to all of us, because not only, like I said before, does he keep on trucking, but he's helping other people at the same time, helping other people find a visa to come over, helping other people who are already here navigate the system that you've learned quite well, and get their citizenship. I can't tell you how many different people that he's helping, and he also knows to call Helpline, right? When you reach an impasse, who do you call next? And you don't know, who do you call?
If I don't reach the Hunterdon Helpline, sometimes I call Carla,
mm-hmm.
and I call Susan.
Mm-hmm.
You.
So there's a lot of resources out in the community. But again, he always calls Helpline first. It is your first call for help 24/7. And, you exemplify the people that we help, Noah. You exemplify not just the short-term goals being connected by Helpline, but the long-term goals as well. And so you are, in fact, an incredible inspiration. So I thought that we would talk about how, from a person who has utilized services, how important the services actually are. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk to Noah some more about how he's navigated the system and learn that it's not the easiest thing, even with Hunterdon Helpline behind you. So stay tuned.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And you're back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. Friday mornings, 10 o'clock. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and joining me is one of our wonderful volunteers, Noah Asa. And we've been talking about how we navigate the system when we're in need. Our first assist program through Hunterdon Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year for any need, whether it be basic human resources, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, and of course, after hours, we are the phone number to call for social services, both in Hunterdon County and in Somerset County. We also have a direct line to the bus drivers when the link closes at 4:30, and so we can help you with any calls or any need regarding the link as well. In fact, I had a call this morning when the link is actually open, but the caller said that he could not get through, and so I conferenced in the link to assist him, and all was well thereafter. So Hunterdon Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, we are here to help you regardless of need. And again, we've been talking about Noah's story, and it was a good story before you went back to the Sudan, right? You came
here. It was good, yeah.
And you got started, and I was saying before the break that we've helped you. Different houses of worship have rallied round. Immigration is huge right now in terms of an issue within politics, and whether people come across here legally or illegally. You've kind of seen, now that you're an American citizen, but you've seen both sides of this story. And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but tell us in your own words what it is like to come here as an immigrant before you get your citizenship. What are the steps? How do you feel? How are you connected? How did you know to find assistance? How did that all come about? Can you tell us?
It's when you came first to the country that you didn't know, it's very hard. Number one is the language.
Yes.
And how you can adapt, the culture, and how you can adapt the food too. Like, they're really different. And how you can get used to the people. And first, when I came here, we land in Trenton. We lived there for about a week, I think. And
who did you come with, Noah?
I came with my two brothers, my sister-in-law, and my one niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And the first when we get here, we find a lot of help from synagogue, especially. Sorry for the last rabbi. Rabbi, he was the best person.
Rabbi Jaffe of the Flemington Jewish Community Center. Yes, a loss for everybody.
Karen Walsh, my neighbor. She still loves us. She's a wonderful woman. And Karen Shankoff, too.
Mm-hmm. And Karen, and this is, we have the expression, I'm not sure where it came from. I think Hillary Clinton years ago started saying it takes a village, but actually I think it's an African expression. I don't know if...
It's a village.
It takes a village. In order to help one person, it takes a village.
And that's true.
And that's exactly what happened with you, because Karen, you started out with Karen Walsh from the Jewish Community Center, who then called us to get you literacy services. And it's a, just amazing, even now talking to you, when you mention certain people's names, how it all comes full circle.
That's true. And it's very, and the church, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the church. There's a lot of people that help us first.
So houses of worship were important as well, not just your social service agencies like 100 and Helpline.
It's very incredible. Like, sometimes you don't think like you will find help like this. But when you see yourself, there's a lot of people helping you, you feel that there's a lot of people care about you. There's the people who care about other human beings.
And can I interject? Other human beings. I think that's so important because they didn't know you.
I know that.
They cared about another human being. I mean, now we all know you, obviously. You're an integral part of our community. And it's amazing to me. You probably know as many people as the 100 Helpline staff. It's amazing. But they didn't know you. They were just reaching out to another human being whose name wasn't important, or where you came from was not important. They saw a need for another human being, right?
Yeah, like sometimes when you just find yourself that a lot of people come in and helping you and you don't even know them, and you never seen them, just people coming and helping you. It's feel like, oh, I think I'm important to the world, you know, and I think I'm important to the community. So you would think yourself later, if I learn new things, I have to help the community as the people who help me. You know, that how you learn to help other people. Like, especially like if you go like back home, like if you go to Africa or any places, I live in Egypt too for 2 years. You don't find someone's helping you. If you need help, there's nobody helping you. Even if they see you, like, dying or sleeping in the street, there's nobody care about you. You don't say that, yeah, this person was going to help me for find me a house, or they're going to help me with the food. Or they don't have this. But even here, like, if there's no churches, like, especially here, the 100 and Helpline, it directs you to many places that they can help you. If they can assist you for anything, they will find a way to direct you. You can find help. They can do their best to find the best place for you to go, whatever you need. You know, so that's a good, very good.
Well, thank you, Noah. That is exactly what we try to do, because we, and again, going back to the It Takes a Village thing, we can't do it by ourselves. We have to collaborate with the other organizations. We have to find what is that best need. While we have our own programs and services, that might not be someone's best need at that point in time. And what we try to do is give referrals for that holistic solution that I'm always talking about, because it's not just about that one referral. It really is about a game plan. If a person, for instance, needs help with literacy, as you so eloquently said, that's functioning in the community. That's one of the first things when you come to this country, or even if you are a native English speaker, in order to get a job, in order to get on to higher education.
Right? It's very hard. Yeah, it's very hard.
Languages is huge. It's about functioning. So while we have that program, it's also about, well, if you need that, then you haven't been able to secure employment that you needed. So let's help you with that as well. Or we haven't been able to get you educated to the point where you can get higher education. And what's happening to your family? Are your kids navigating school properly? Are you able to help them? We're very complicated animals, you know, human beings. We have, and we become more and more complicated, I think, as generations go on. So 100 and Helpline really is there to collaborate with other organizations, not just say, oh, call so-and-so and they'll be able to help you, but come up with a really broad game plan that incorporates, as I said before, your first need, which is immediate, and then long term. How do we get you into this network of services that will ultimately make you successful in society, in the community, within your own family, even? Because, you know, nobody's a microcosm where they're just I can stay in my family, and I do not have to deal with anything on the outside. It's really so important, and I love the fact that your story truly shows that, and how we're all connected and how we continue to help our clients, again, even past that immediate need. So I'm very proud, and I like also, you know, the United States. To me, I was born here, obviously we are here, but when you hear stories about unwelcoming societies, it really, we should stop and take a moment to appreciate exactly what we have here. And again, with immigration being in the forefront in terms of the news, we need to remember that the people that we help, and whether it's the Syrians, whether, you know, the mass influx into Europe now of those immigrants, it comes back, I think, twofold, threefold, whatever. It may cost us economically at first. It may drain us to a certain extent at first. But again, your story tells us that helping another human being, we get repaid. You are now, like I said, such an integral part of Hundred and Helpline, helping other people within our office, but also helping other immigrants to navigate, also helping where you can within these other organizations that have so wonderfully helped you. You are a perfect example of our investment in another human being does come back to, and I hate to be crude about it, but repay us in so many different ways. It's an investment, and we see the fruits of that over and over and over again. I think that's what people need to remember.
That's like the first important thing in a human being, like when you see yourself like this, nobody will live forever. And when you see your time that you live on it, you have to think about good thing. Like you have to do good thing, especially with the community, to help the other people. But when you're keeping yourself busy and doing all this stuff, bad things, someday you'll go away. You don't live forever. You will die someday. So in the term of the time, the age that you still left, you have to start helping people, you know, especially the community that you live in it. So that's a very important for us to think about that. And like, especially we are here, Hunter and Helpline. We did a lot, especially with the seniors, because when we grow up and this community grow up too, later will help us. So we start the foundation for the generation.
Absolutely. And that's a very, very good point. We have children. We lead by example. It's the one part where language isn't that important. Example, action, is more important than language. You know, we have an expression here. I don't know if your culture utilizes this with kids, but do as I say, not as I do. And it really should be the opposite, because we say parents, you know, we have kids who, you know, get snarky with us and say, well, you don't do that. Why should I do that? And truly, it should be do as I do, and we should be careful of what we do, because our children are emulating us. Our children are looking towards us to be models and to definitely lead the way and to instill those values. We talk about values all the time. You know, previous elections. I'm totally into politics, Noah, but having been a former political journalist, values were all over the political scene years ago, and it is so important to instill those values within our children. As you say, from generation to generation, it's about leading by example.
Like when you say before, there are not so many organizations like this right now. So the people who started the organization, they left the organization now for us. So when we think about new things, so we will remind to our, you know, our generation that is coming up. So they can open it up to make it bigger and maybe more better. But we're trying to start the things to the next generation. So how we can help the community. That's what it is.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with Noah and Hands Across Hunterdon after this break.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Philadelphia expects record crowds for the visit of Pope Francis this weekend. He'll attend the triannual World Meeting of Families on Saturday.
It is a gathering to look at all issues that families face, challenges and opportunities, the joys of family life, and to shine the spotlight on the critical role of families.
That's World Meeting of Families Executive Director Donna Crilly Farrell. Over a million people are expected to attend public events featuring Pope Francis Saturday and Sunday. Donald Trump is not the only presidential candidate with a lot of money. The Republican frontrunner's wealth has been estimated to be around $4 billion. Now, a report in Fortune magazine says the other business executive in the GOP race, Carly Fiorina, is worth about $69 million. The leading Democrat, Hillary Clinton, is said to be worth about $30 million. Jeb Bush, around $20 million. An Amazon Prime membership can be yours today only for the discount price of $67 a year, compared to the usual $99. Amazon is offering the one-day deal to celebrate its success at Sunday's Primetime Emmy Awards. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins with partly sunny skies and a high near 74. Easterly winds between 10 and 13 miles per hour. Partly cloudy with a low around 52 degrees this evening, and northeasterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 72. Easterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Easterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Sunday night, we see a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. On Monday, start your work week with a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 75, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday, partly cloudy with a low around 58, and Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 80. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And that is a perfect night to join us for Hunterdon Helpline's Town Crawl in Flemington. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the town crawls and how you can support the work that we do, which is a collaboration with all the other organizations in our county, free programs and services that otherwise would not be here without your support. 908-782-4357 is your first call for help here in Hunterdon County, or 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. Or visit us on the website at www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org, where you can learn about our various programs and services, and first of all, our First Assist information, referral, linkage to other collaborative organizations to find your first avenue to finding success in your life, in your home, in your community, regardless of what the need is. We are here 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Noah, Asa, and I were talking. Noah is our volunteer, if you're just tuning in. And he's just been a fabulous asset, but he has his own story to tell about how, and this is why I call the show, Noah, Hands Across Hunterdon, because it's about all those hands across Hunterdon that reach out and help other people. And that's why we talk about the organizations, whether it's Family Promise, Family Success Center, whether it's Hunterdon County Drug Awareness, whether it's Good News Home for Women. The list goes on and on. And if you would like some more information about those agencies, you know, obviously Google them, but also don't forget to go to givehunterdon.org. We have a gathering of nonprofits on there telling not only what they do, but also what their needs are in terms of volunteers and donations. So very important as well to visit givehunterdon.org. But Noah and I were talking about how people, one human being helps another human being, and how it's so important. And that one point that you raised, Noah, was really modeling this behavior for our children and for generations to come. And one of the things I said, I wanted to share an article. It was written by David Brooks of the New York Times. Just a fabulous article. It's called The Moral Bucket List. And he basically says that there's two kinds of virtues. One being those virtues that you put on your resume. And then the other virtue are the virtues that they include in your eulogy when you die. And they're really two different types of lists. And he very eloquently talks about this, and it's extremely parallel and complementary to what you were saying, Noah, about how do we really look at our lives in terms of the eulogy, in terms not of the resume, not of the career. And I suggest you all just Google it. Like I said, it's called The Moral Bucket List, but I'm going to try to read one section of it that I think also talks about what Noah was saying, and that is that we are not innately good people, that we do this consciously, and we are, in fact, looking to very carefully and very strategically have that or have those virtues that would go on to, the eulogy list as opposed to the resume list. And that we need to be very consciously attuned to that. So he writes, it occurred to me that there were two sets of virtues, the resume virtues and the eulogy virtues. The resume virtues are the skills you bring to the marketplace. The eulogy virtues are the ones that are talked about at your funeral. Whether you were kind, brave, honest, or faithful, were you capable of deep love? And he goes on to say, we know that the eulogy virtues are more important than the resume ones, but our culture and our educational systems spend more time teaching the skills and strategies you need for career success than the qualities you need to radiate that sort of inner life. Many of us are clearer on how to build an external career than on how to build inner character. He also goes on to say that it's learned. Again, it's not, Mother Teresa was not born perfect.
Nobody's born perfect.
Right. That we truly have to open ourselves, confront our own weaknesses, he says. learn how to say, this is the way I want to be. He says, character is defined by how deeply rooted you are. Have you developed deep connections that hold you up in times of challenge and push you toward the good? In the realm of the intellect, a person of character has achieved a settled philosophy about fundamental things. In the realm of emotion, she is embedded in a web of unconditional loves. In the realm of action, she is committed to tasks that can't be completed in a single love or lifetime. Pretty much what you were saying, don't you agree?
Yeah.
And you know, he says that the call within, we go into professions for many reasons, he says, money, status, security, but some people have experiences that turn a career into a calling. These experiences quiet the self. All that matters is living up to the standard of excellence inherent in their craft. I can go on and on and on. It's just really, truly inspiring, and I think that it truly puts the finger on what it is that we do, what it is that we should be looking at, what it is that eventually makes us happy. And again, it's from the New York Times, David Brooks. So, again, segueing to what you were saying in terms of those generations and in terms of doing what we need to do for other people, more and more, and this is for economic reasons, governments are saying, well, I'll fund your program, such as Helpline, but you need to show collaboration or you need to show shared services. This is an economic necessity, really. Because we can't be doing the same things. We do better when we partner with each other. But I think, Noah, more importantly out of that, that collaboration, I believe, strengthens us from within, strengthens our programs and services, not just economically, but how we give to another human being, how that program can be successful. With Huntington Helpline's First Assist, if we were simply to give a phone number or say, okay, well, my program can help you, and then maybe Family Promise can help you as well, it would not be as effective as my staff working with Colleen and Donna's staff to truly help another human being, to truly say, we don't care where the grant money is going, but if we collaborate together, we're going to have that incredible success for that person. So it's not really just about literacy services of Huntington Helpline working, but how does that branch out into the community? So if a person is in our literacy program and is getting help with their English, what does that mean when they go out to get a job? That employer is also getting help. And it's not just a secondary kind of help, because that employer can then turn around and say to Helpline, this program is wonderful. Can you teach my employee words or skill sets that are truly needed on the job? Well, we can say yes, but we could also say, well, let us also provide services that the One Stop provides or the ESC provides. And that makes the person successful, but it also makes the employer successful.
And also it can bring the business to the town. If someone went to the work and you can, you know, if you don't know English and you don't have a job and you can't make money and you can't even bring the money to the state, to the city. So when the literacy service help you, you learn English and you went there and you find a job, so you benefit the town, you benefit yourself. And even the Hunters and Helpline. So it helps anybody. So that's why we have to stand up together. We have to be one in helping our organization so we can grow up more and helping the other community.
You raise a great point in terms of bringing businesses here, because they want the employees. They need the employees. If they see that the employees here in Hunterdon County are bolstered by these other organizations so that they can learn English, they can learn the skill sets. There are avenues to keep them successful and supported. More businesses will come. And this is something that the county actually, Noah, is very much committed to in terms of economic development here. And workforce is a huge part of that. So I'm glad you brought that up. Also, we have seen with the Latino community that they are bringing businesses here.
Yeah,
there's sure. Three new Latino restaurants right here in town. That increases the ratables. That increases the opportunity for employment, taxes, all of that. And so that was a you really hit the nail on the head with that one. That is so important. By helping that one human being, all of a sudden, you have got success in all these different areas.
That's what I said. The same, like, if when you are one person and you think, oh, maybe I find help from this person, I'm going to help the other one too. And even when he went there, he would say, like, oh, where did you learn this? Where do you find help? He'll bring somebody else. So it would be more.
Absolutely.
And when the more people come, that's how we grow.
Absolutely. And we do get a lot of our clients do pass the information on. So it definitely builds. And that's what's great for the community. We have to take a short break. And we keep telling you we're going to talk about the town crawls. But Noah and I keep talking about the fabulous philosophy. And I hope it isn't just philosophy. I hope it becomes an ingrained part of our character. So we'll be right back for more about Hunterdon Helpline and how you can help us help others.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And you are back listening to Hunterdon Helplines, Hands Across Hunterdon, our radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station, a huge asset in our community, truly getting the word out from businesses, from nonprofits, but also I was on the the Food Scope show the other day with Gary. He invited me on, which was great, and to talk about the town crawls, which we're going to finally get to in just a moment. But the topics on this radio station are fantastic, and you may tune into one or two, but if you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, try out some of the other shows as well, because they're really so interesting and very eclectic in their scope and focus. So do try that out. So we've been talking about Hunterdon Helpline, the things that we do, your first call for help. Noah Asa, our volunteer, has been very gracious in coming back on the air with us. Again, we are your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year for anything. There are other hotlines in the county for domestic violence, for mental health, etc. But we encompass all your needs, and we are able then to, if necessary, transfer you over to one of the other agencies that can provide immediate assistance, and then also develop a long-term plan so that you can, in fact, be in the long term successful in both your family, your community, your neighborhood, and find again the solutions that you need to become a vibrant, not just successful, but giving back person here in Hunterdon County. So the town crawls are your opportunity to help Hunterdon Helpline and also experience some of the great towns of Hunterdon County. Coming up this Tuesday night, September 29th, in Flemington, we are having the Flemington Town Crawl. It will honor Flemington, and what it is, it's a takeoff on the pub crawl and also a progressive dinner. So we will be starting at Viva Mexico for wonderful appetizers, including mini tacos, and then we will be strolling on over to T-Berry's for a fantastic dinner of Susan's famous pumpkin spice soup, and also a choice between a short rib with risotto or a chicken and vegetable risotto. And from there, we're going to stroll back, and so you have no excuse not to have dessert because you've been strolling through the town, admiring Flemington, seeing all that there is to see. We'll end up at Somi's Fine Art Gallery, and dessert will be provided by the Factory Fuel Company. It's a little bit different than a normal annual fundraising dinner. We want to have some fun. Tickets are limited. We're getting to max out a little bit, but you can call Hunterdon Helpline today at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Find out how you can reserve your spots, or you can visit our website at www.helplinehc.org. There's a special place for the town crawls and a donate button. You simply have to press that on. You can do it all by credit card. Just let us know which town crawl you are signing up for, and we would love to have you, because again, everything that Noah and I have been talking about, the bottom line is all our programs are free, whether they're for seniors, whether they're the literacy services, whether the citizen preparation class, whether the mental health assistance. All of these programs rely on grants and donations, particularly from individuals. And we're offering you a way to support Hunterdon Helpline by buying a ticket to the event, which starts at 5:30 at Viva Mexico Tuesday night. And part of it is going to be just having fun, having an incredible 3 or 4 course actual dinner, seeing Flemington, hearing our speakers. We'll have Phil Greiner, Mayor Phil Greiner of Flemington, speak about Flemington at Viva Mexico. Helpline will be talking about Helpline at T-Berry's. And at Somi, we're going to hear about the culture in town and what Somi and all the other art venues have to offer. And again, you know, Noah, you were talking about bringing businesses here to Flemington. So the town crawl really does showcase what Flemington is all about, and at the same time, you are helping us. Now, I do know, a shout out to the Card Club that is also at the same time in Flemington at the Hopewell Valley Community Bank. They give a great card club. If you were expecting to go there, you can still do both. You can start out at the Card Club and join us as we move on to Tea Berries for dinner and Somi's for dessert. You may miss Viva Mexico, but you'll be able to do two things. And like I said, what's most important is that you will be supporting the programs and services of 100 and Helpline. Our First Assist program, our collaboration with all the other organizations in the county. Coming up in November, another opportunity, we're going to have our Clinton Crawl. And at that time, we're going to be starting at a Prue's Thai restaurant, the Clinton House for dinner, and we will end at the 100 and Art Museum with desserts provided by Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastry Shop. So you can also go to our website at www.helplinehc.org to register for these wonderful fundraising dinners for Helpline, but also tributes to Flemington and to Clinton. And we really do need your help, right? We are reaching out to you. We're trying to offer you an opportunity to have a fantastic, fun evening. There's parking at each of these venues in Flemington. So if you cannot stroll along with us along the streets, you can park at one venue, get back in your car, drive to the next park, drive to the next park. So you don't have to stroll, but for those of you who will like to enjoy the evening air, it'll be a lot of fun, and it will also give you an opportunity to just take your time and literally smell the roses along the way. And we've been talking about virtue, and Noah and I have been talking about helping other human beings, and that's what Helpline does with your help, with your donations, and certainly with your support of our events, starting with the Flemington Town Crawl this Tuesday night. But Noah, I want to end right now with a quote by David Brooks. Brooks's article that I was reading before, I think it really encapsulates what you were saying about human beings having to take care of other human beings and having to teach the generations to move on and on. And I will end with this quote. I came to the conclusion that wonderful people are made, not born. That the people I admired and achieved an unfakeable inner virtue built slowly from specific moral and spiritual accomplishments.
That's wonderful.
So I appreciate it. Thank you, Noah, because you said it yourself quite eloquently as well. Glad to have you back on. I hope everyone will start calling 908-782-4357 to purchase their tickets to the Flemington Town Crawl. And coming up next is Boomer's World.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Music.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Today is the Pope's first full day in New York City and is jam-packed, starting with an 8:30 address this morning at the UN General Assembly. Last evening, thousands of New Yorkers jammed Fifth Avenue to catch a glimpse of the Holy Father as he headed for St. Patrick Cathedral.
His presence is just amazing. Even if I didn't get to touch him, I felt like I touched him in spirit, so it was amazing. Yeah.
Following his UN appearance today, Pope Francis will stop by the 9/11 Memorial for an interfaith service. The Pope's day will wrap up with an evening mass at Madison Square Garden. More than a dozen people are in critical condition in Seattle hospitals after a deadly crash between an amphibious bus and a charter bus. The crash on Seattle's Aurora Bridge killed four. More than 50 people were hospitalized. The deadly stampede at the Hajj in Saudi Arabia is being blamed on overcrowding and extreme heat. Over 700 people died and some 900 more were injured in the stampede, which took place during a ritual known as the Stoning of the Devil. The pilgrimage to Mecca attracts millions of followers who must complete